The Spoken Word.
And now for another kind of oldies show.
Countdown for blast off.
Good evening,
gentlemen.
North America,
all the ships at
sea. Let's go to France.
Let's go back tonight to another city.
Rogers in the
now to those thrilling
days of yesterday.
Adventures of the Saints.
Starring Vincent
Price.
In the hearts
of men.
Touch that dial, because there's nothing else on. You might just as well listen to Blondie.
Tales
George
of the Burns, Supernatural.
Tracy Allen.
Another case for Nick Carter, Master Detective.
Escape. Daddy's coming down off the
floor. Suspense.
Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, is on the air. Greetings and thank you for tuning in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies show. My name is John Lovering, and I'm your host for this program. On this particular track, it's rather different. It's not really a story. One of my favorite comedians of all, and I'm sure many of you too, is Mr. Groucho Marx. And he is considered by most people to have been one of the best comedians of the modern era. His name was Julius Henry Marx, and he was born on October 2nd, 1890. He died on August 19th, 1977, and of course he was professionally known as Groucho Marx. And he was a comedian, a writer for stage, film, radio, and television. And as I said, he was known particularly for his quick wit. Well, I've been collecting phrases and segments that he's done in various programs, and I put it together for you. It's a compilation track of about 13 minutes of just back-to-back grouchoisms. I guess that's what we could call that, grouchoisms. Anyway, I enjoy it. Every time I listen to this thing, it makes me smile, and I hope it will for you too. So here's my track of Groucho Marx just saying lots of different things in lots of different situations. Enjoy.
Get away from that tree before it dies.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I am willing to do anything to prevent this war.
It's too late. I've already paid a month's rent in the battlefield.
Oh, Your Excellency, isn't there something I can do?
Yes, but I'll talk to you about that later.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Take a letter.
Go ahead.
To whom it may concern. Dear to whom?
Dear to whom? Who's whom?
There's nobody home, but you'll find the key under the door.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Mr. Marx, it seems to me you're crazy about money.
Money? Why, money is the root of all evil. It's the cause of all the unhappiness and tragedy in this world.
I have $3 million.
Marry me and make me miserable. Yes, darling, let me cover your face with kisses. On second thought, just let me cover your face.
Pardon me while I have a strange interlude.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Groucho. I never mix business with pleasure.
So much for business. Let's get down to pleasure.
Perhaps sometime we get a chance to dance together, huh?
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows till you come home.
$1 and you'll remember me all your life.
That's the most nauseating proposition I ever had.
Captain Spaulding, I think that is a wonderful idea.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Well, then there can't be much to it. Forget about it. Why don't you fellas be nice? Get out of here before I get arrested.
No, I'd like to stay and see that.
You've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
Hey, you big bully, what's the idea of hitting that little bully?
You know, I could rent you out as a decoy for duck hunters.
Don't look now, but there's one man too many in this room, and I think it's you.
Remember, you're fighting for this woman's honor, which is probably more than she ever did.
You suppose I could buy back my introduction to you?
I've got a good mind to join a club and beat you over the head with it.
Sir, you try my patience.
I don't mind if I do. You must come over and try mine sometime.
Why, you've got beauty, charm, money. You have got money, haven't you? Of course, if you haven't, we can quit right now.
I would be very glad to give you my opinion.
Well, that's dandy. I'll ask you for them someday. Remind me, will you?
The next time I see you, remind me not to talk to you, will you? Why don't you bore a hole in yourself and let the sap run out? How much would you want to stand at the wrong end of a shooting gallery? You're heading for a breakdown. Why don't you pull yourself to pieces?
This must be Amazon territory.
Amazon? You mean those big, strong women?
Well, what did you think I was, a river?
Well, you could be, from the way you've overflowed your bank.
Hey, first I ask a question. Why does an Indian sleep with his head toward a fire?
All right, Mr. Bones, why does an Indian sleep with his head towards the fire?
To keep his wig warm. Some joke, eh, boys?
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you each get an extra $50. It's a common word, something you find around the house. You're Captain Billy Brown?
Yes, sir.
And you're Yvonne Flint,
huh? Yes,
sir. How old are you, Yvonne? Is that how you pronounce it,
Yvonne? That's right, Yvonne. Oh. I'm 18, Gretchen.
In that case, could you come back in about 3 years? Captain Bryant, what kind of a captain are you? Army, Navy, or usher at the Paramount?
Well, Groucho, I'm a river captain. I have master's and pilot's license from Pittsburgh to New Orleans and on the Ohio and the Mississippi.
Oh, well, shades of Mark Twain. You ever try to get a license on the Los Angeles River?
Well, it's a... I'd be glad to, but there's no water in it.
Well, it'd be much safer that way.
This Sunday, one of my favorite comedians, Mr. Groucho Marx. Hello, Groucho.
Francis, I just heard that there are a bunch of Marines here. You know, I've got a nephew in the Marines.
Oh, how does he like it?
How does he like it? Listen to this letter I just got.
All right.
Here, just pull up my lap and sit down. He says, Dear Uncle Groucho, I'm writing this letter to prove to you that life in the Marines isn't all you've been led to believe. Only one fellow I met here has a real tough job. He has to water the oak leaves on the major's shoulders. And my top sergeant is so sweet and considerate, we all call him Mom. Let me tell you what happens here on a typical day.
Yoo-hoo, Private Marks, yoo-hoo.
Oh, where am I?
You're in the Marines and it's time to get up.
Who are you?
I'm your sergeant. It's almost time for breakfast. It's 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? I distinctly remember leaving my call for 11:30.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's probably all my fault. But since you're awake now, how about getting up and having breakfast?
Oh, I'm a lazy old private this morning. I think I'll have breakfast in bed. Besides, I just can't make up my mind what to wear.
Doesn't nice Private Groucho Watcher want to go to the mess hall with nice argy-wargy?
Well, maybe you've got something. Maybe you've got something. But first, I better make my bed.
You know the first lieutenant always makes your bed. This is the mess hall, Private Mark.
I see. What's the inscription over the door?
Oh, that. It says, through these portals pass the most beautiful kitchen police in the world.
Good morning, Private.
Oh, Groucho, this is Tony Romano, our steward. He comes from a long line of English butlers.
Well, tell him to get off the line and serve breakfast.
Breakfast is quite ready, sir. We have roasted pheasant, caviar, coddled eggs.
Oh, darn, the same old things. Why don't they give us what we really want? Mush.
Oh, I'll inform the chef, sir. He always welcomes suggestions. Now, begging your pardon, sir, would you and the sergeant prefer to be seated in the patio or in our intimate dining lounge in the radar room?
Oh, we'll just rough it at the colonel's table.
Very good, sir, but Colonel Carpenter hasn't finished his breakfast yet.
I'll take care of that. Well, 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 good morning, Colonel.
Private Marks. And Sergeant Langford. Good morning indeed.
At ease, Colonel.
Oh, Thank you. Oh, did you and the sergeant want my table?
Yes, Colonel, we're famished.
Well, of course, by all means. I'll just grab a bite somewhere else. Terribly sorry I kept you waiting.
That's quite all right, but see that it doesn't happen again.
I won't. Oh, by the way, Private, I noticed that your shoes aren't shined, your tie is untied, your brass is all smudgy, and your coat is completely unbuttoned.
Is something wrong with that, Colonel?
Oh, no, no, that's what we like. Just be yourself. And by the way, I'm having 500 beautiful girls here tonight to dance with you fellows.
Oh, rats, there goes my checker game.
But tomorrow, I'm afraid you may be asked to report aboard ship. We're going for a little sail. However, our destination will be decided by popular vote.
I'm sorry, Colonel, but I won't be able to join you. I've got a 12-hour pass.
A 12-hour pass? Why, you can't have any fun in 12 hours.
That's what you think.
Here, I'll write you out a 6-day pass. No, on second thought, I'll just leave the time blank and you can fill it out yourself.
Splendid, I'll do that. Well, good day, Colonel. You may go now. Oh, gosh, I'm tired. Sure was a busy day. Oh, I'm glad all us Marines get these springy rest mattresses. Oh. Come in. Oh, hello, Sarge.
Good evening, Private.
Are you going to sing me to sleep again tonight?
Why, of course I am. Now lie back and we'll have you off to dreamland in no time. Rock-a-bye, Groucho, here's the Sandman.
I saw you first, so tell him to scram.
Close little eyelids, try to count sheep. Oh, rock-a-bye, Groucho, time for you.
Of the faculty, faculty members, students of Huxley and Huxley students. I guess that covers everything. As I look out over your eager faces, I can readily understand why this college is flat on its back. The last college I presided over, things were slightly different. I was flat on my back. Things kept going from bad to worse, but we all put our shoulders to the wheel, and it wasn't long before I was flat on my back again. Any questions? Any answers? Any rags? Any bones? Any bottles? Today, any rags? Let's have some action around here. Who'll say 76? Who'll say 1776? That's the spirit, 1776. The nickel today is not what it was 15 years ago. Do you know what this country needs today?
What?
A 7-cent nickel.
Yes, sir.
We've been using the 5-cent nickel in this country since 1492. Now, that's pretty near 100 years, daylight saving. Now, why not give the 7-cent nickel a chance? If that works out, next year we could have an 8-cent nickel. Think what that would mean. You could go to a newsstand, buy a 3-cent newspaper, and get the same nickel back again. One nickel carefully used would last a family a lifetime.
I think that is a wonderful idea.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Well, then there can't be much to it. Forget about it.
Listen, you bunch of butterfingered milksops. The way you're playing, you couldn't beat a girls' basketball team. We've got to win this game, do you understand? Even if we have to use our star player, number 37. You remember, don't you? The quarterback gets the ball, goes around left end, and makes a lateral pass to the right guard.
Sit there.
Wait a minute. Boys, if you can't beat that bunch of half-witted goose...
Sit there.
What do you want?
Well, you're talking to the wrong team.
I know I am, but our team wouldn't listen to me. Let us follow a corpuscle on his journey. As you know, there is constant warfare between the red and white corpuscles. Now then, baboons, what is a corpuscle?
That's easy. First as a captain, then as a lieutenant, then as a corpuscle.
That's fine. We now find ourselves among the Alps. The Alps are a very simple people, living on a diet of rice and old shoes. Beyond the Alps lies more Alps, and the lower Alps those that Alps themselves. We then come to the bloodstream. The blood rushes from the head down to the feet, gets a look at those feet, and rushes back to the head again.
My friends, I'm going to tell you of that great, mysterious, wonderful continent known as Africa. Well, sir, we left New York drunk and early on the morning of February 2nd. After 15 days on the water and 6 on the boat, we finally arrived on the shores of Africa. We at once proceeded 300 miles into the heart of the jungle, where I shot a polar bear. This bear was 6'7" in his stocking feet and has shoes on.
Pardon me, just a moment, Captain, just a moment. I always thought that polar bears lived in the frozen north.
Oh, you did? Well, this bear was anemic and he couldn't stand the cold climate.
He was a rich bear and he could afford to go away in the winter. From the day of our arrival, we led an active life. The first morning saw us up at 6, breakfasted and back in bed at 7. This was our routine for the first 3 months. We finally got so we were back in bed at 6:30. The principal animals inhabiting the African jungle are moose, elks, and nycticebas. Of course, you all know what a moose is. That's big game. The first day, I shot 2 bucks. That was the biggest game we had. The elks, on the other hand, live up in the hills. And in the spring, they come down for their annual convention. It is very interesting to watch them come to the water hole. And you should see them run when they find it is only a water hole. What they're looking for is an elk hole. One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we try to remove the tusks. The tusks. That's not so easy to say. As I say, we try to remove the tusks. But they were embedded in so firmly that we couldn't budge them. Of course, in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. But that's entirely irrelevant to what I was talking about. We took some pictures of the native girls, but they weren't developed. But we're going back again in a couple of weeks.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/Heirloom Radio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.
Thank you for your visit. Good day.